When I entered the game shop, I remembered why this was the very last one that I wanted to go to while looking for this particular book. It's kind of a dank sort of an affair. The floor is carpeted, weird for a retail location. All the shelves are consistently dusty. You can see the games that have been sitting on the shelf too long because the boxes have started to fade. And it is just not a very inviting space. But it's the last game shop in the city that I have to check. And I am crossing my fingers, begging to whatever's out there, please have this book. Because I don't want to buy it off of Amazon for $50. Why is it $50 on Amazon? That makes no sense. Anyway, when I get in, again, I'm reminded about how I wish they had better lighting over their shelves, and I don't want to generalize the clientele, but there's a certain vibe to some of them. It's fine, I can mind my own business. I take a hard left turn and head back towards where the bookshelves are, and I start trying to sort through everything to find this book that I'm really hoping they have. Things are arranged in a really weird order. Rather than having things grouped by game, they have it organized alphabetically, but they've included the ands and the does and the a's. It's a mess. I don't even know exactly what book I'm looking for. I just know that it's supposed to be for dragons and something. And it's got a red monster on the cover, and then there's some people in front of him. I think one of them is holding like a bat or something, and it was hardcover. The hardcover was like really glossy too. I remember the way the light shined off of it. But yeah, red scary monster. I don't really want to ask anyone for help because this is the kind of place that I know they will give me a hard time that I don't know exactly what the name of the book is. And I'm not a casual, okay? I've played Catan once or twice a few times ago in Monopoly. It's all pretty much the same, isn't it? Anyway, I'm looking through the shelf, trying to find this goddamn book, and I can't help but feel a bit of a weird tingle run down the back of my neck, and then the hairs are standing up on end, and I realize that there is someone right behind me. And, it's been, difficult since pandemic started. Social anxiety has definitely been ratcheted up a bit, and when I feel the presence behind me, I freeze a little bit, and I try not to react. Maybe they're just walking behind me. The rows are awfully tight, they could have went any other way. I don't know why they're going right behind me. And they're not moving very fast. Oh, they aren't moving at all. I panicked in the mind. I take a random book off the shelf instinctively to make it look like I am leafing through like a regular customer, and I'm trying to subtly glance over my shoulder to see where exactly this person is besides right behind me. And I was assuming that maybe they were looking at the shelf behind me, so we're like back to back looking at different things. No. He's standing right behind me. He's not quite touching me, but when I stop and focus, I can hear him breathing, and I can feel the gentlest breath on the back of my neck, and I feel my lip tremble a bit, and I try to turn a page of the book to make it look like I'm busy and I'm calm, not paying attention to what's going on behind me. Why would I pay attention to what's going on behind me? It's absolutely, completely normal. Everything's normal. I'm in a public place. And then I can feel, as he presses just a little bit closer to me, and his chest is against my back, the breath in my throat catches, and I'm dumb with the anxiety that has me frozen in my place. And then I can see his arms come up on either side of me to rest on the shelf that's kind of at shoulder level for me. I close the book, gripping the cover tightly, thinking if things were to go really weird, I suppose I could use it as like a weapon or something, but I'm pinned between him and the bookshelf, and I feel his hips press against my ass. It's not like it's hard or anything, it's just, he's really close. And when he presses against me, I can feel his cock on the small of my back. And I try to lean into the bookshelf to get away from him. And I hear him let out a soft grunt, and he steps forward so he has one leg between mine. And I'm forced against the bookshelf. The book I was looking at, pressed between me and the shelf. Still grabbing onto it, like maybe it'll save me. His knee is riding up between my thighs. So I'm sitting on him in a lewd kind of way. And then his hands are moving from the bookshelf to my tits. And I can feel his mouth press against my ear. He whispers so quietly to me. Nice tits. You don't come here very often, do you? I'm letting out the smallest little moans and whines and whimpers. I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to give him a reason to hurt me. I just want him to get whatever he's looking for and let me go, and then I'll buy my book and I'll leave. I feel one hand drop down past my waist and work its way into my pants, over my panties, pressing into me, using the fabric's friction on my clit. His hand has my hips pinned between him, his knee, the wall. I'm not even sure if I could move if I wanted to. I'm so fucking scared. And I can't stop thinking about how electric it feels when he puts that pressure on my clit. And I'm letting out small sobs. I'm trying to work up the courage to ask him to please stop. I don't think he would if I asked, though. So I just... I just let him do whatever he wants. And his fingers are deep inside me. He somehow pushed my panties to the side. He's got a hand under my bra, twisting my nipple hard. And I'm still unable to make any sort of noise beyond the smallest whimper and whine. Quietly beg him to stop, and he laughs in my ear. He tells me he'll be done in a minute. When he shoves in a second finger and presses down hard on my G-spot, I let out a cry, and my knees quiver and shake, and I find myself fully straddled across his knee, coming on his hand. He lets his other hand slip up to my throat to silence me, and I'm strangled, writhing on him. It felt so good, though. Knowing someone could walk around the corner and see us. I didn't want it, but then I think I did. And I'm grinding on him then, trying to get any more satisfaction I can. He takes his hand out of my pants, though, and moves to grab at my tits some more. Then he's forcing his fingers into my mouth, making me gag and clean him off, reminding me to be very quiet, or else. It's really hard because I find I'm losing myself. First I was lost in the fear, the terror, the panic, and now I am lost in the pleasure and the joy and the wetness. I'm just so hungry for anything else he might give me. And when I have his fingers cleaned off, I feel him wrench my bra back down over my tits. It's been pushed up. And his hands are grabbing at my waist, pulling me hard against him. Still feels cock against my back. He's rock hard. I don't want to fucking feel it. Instead, I feel his hand reach around me to grip my throat, then his voice is in my ear, and comments. If you ever want to join a table, we have an extra seat. And then his other hand is running over my body one more time, grabbing my ass, my cunt again, over my pants. It's so fucking wet. And I feel him let me go, and I slump against the bookshelf, and he's gone. I can hear bell ring as he leaves the store, and part of me thinks, how the fuck would I join the table if I don't know who he is? It takes me a moment to process what exactly happened, and then I'm realizing that the book I've been looking for is on the shelf behind me. There's so many copies of it. Like a whole 4-foot section of it. It's even on sale. I should just come here first. Hi, I hope you enjoyed that, whatever that was. I wrote something kind of comparable a few months ago, and then I've just been stewing on it, I guess. But I hope you enjoyed it. I kind of wanted to do just a stripped down audio thing, so I'm lazy. Yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day. Bye.